I'ma get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah. Yo, it's my favorite day of the week. My radio's kicking David Chuck the Freak.
It's a day celebrated all across the nation. Bitches be tripping. What's up with the Asian?
Dave with the news, douchebag of the day. Report in a hot bitch, beast away.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah.
This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
This is a weird email we got here. Long time listener, he says. My morning just isn't the same if you guys aren't on my radio. But enough with the mushy stuff. I got to ask you all about the infamous second wipe. Yes, the second wipe, not the second wife. Over time, my body has become trained to follow the same schedule on a daily basis, like a lot of people. My internal clock wakes me up in the morning. I need to drop some kids off at the pool right away.
Oh.
So I'm a pretty athletic guy. I run every day. I played hockey since I was young. I'm in my 30s now. I ride a bike, play baseball, soccer, you name it. Consider myself in pretty good shape. However, I've started to have a very odd and annoying issue I deal with on a daily basis. About 2 to 3 hours after I visit the facilities for the first time in my day, I find myself dealing with a sensation like that of swamp ass and needing to revisit the porcelain throne for a rewipe. Now, I'm not sweating. I'm sitting at a desk job during the day with occasional walking breaks. And yes, I fully wipe the first time until clean, and I'm sure I've got everything. Is my beehole starting to have issues I've never experienced before?
You're losing your beehole.
In my early 30s, I wouldn't think my backdoor muscles are already starting to give out.
Nope, already.
Also, I'm a married straight man, so don't get the impression that anything else is visiting that area. It's a one-way street on lockdown.
Is he pooping himself or is he sweating?
He's kind of little bits escaping. Tiny little bit.
I think he needs to step up his wiping game.
That
sounds
right,
like he's just wiping like a puss.
He says, really taking emails about wiping your ass.
How to properly do
is
it.
Is this what we're doing?
Yep,
this
is
about wiping your ass. Yes.
It's a public service that we offer. We have to let them know how to wipe their ass.
Thank
you're
you, James.
An adult man, and we have to tell you about wiping your ass.
He's wondering if anyone else is experiencing this issue. He says,
now we have to take calls on it.
As embarrassing as it is, it's not something I've brought up to anyone but you guys. How can you talk to anyone in your life about this except you guys? So he's ashamed. He's hurt.
He's ashamed.
He's turning to us.
He's ashamed.
Swamp ass, a national epidemic.
It is.
Hear about it on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
I do think that his beehole is
Chuck's betraying.
Serious.
Chuck looks like a,
yeah,
like a president at wartime right
now. He does.
Now.
He's like, really getting into this.
Well, he's the butthole whisperer.
It's betraying him, but the real secret here is his wipes.
He believes he gets it all.
Wet wipes.
He doesn't.
Yeah, this
he's
still
not getting it all. No dry wipe gets it all. No dry wipe
it,
gets it all. You get 99% of it, but it's a dry wipe.
Yeah, just get a moist towelette up in there.
We've been promoting ass wipes for years. Welcome to the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have.
Sometimes you gotta go wipe again.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like,
yeah. Thank you, Andy.
Welcome to life, right?
Yeah, I mean, like, somebody, it's your ass, man.
Like, honestly, that's a metaphor for life. Hey, sometimes you got to go wipe again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of other issues I guess he could have. He may have hemorrhoids and doesn't know it, which could cause that problem, some people say. Some medications have a side effect of anal leakage. Other people saying it's a medication side effect.
I mean, I don't think he's on any meds. He's a... I don't know. I haven't got his prescription list.
Nope. Don't have all the details.
But yeah, sometimes you got to wipe again, man, at any age. I've been wiping twice sometimes since I was a boy.
Yeah. I've had to wipe 3 times. I'm dead serious.
Someone else said that they had they got sick about a year ago, had some symptoms that hung on for months, and one of them is what this guy's talking about. It still comes back on occasion. He gets the
loose.
Loose.
He's loose back
loose,
there.
Loose b-hole.
Wow. In your 30s, your b-hole shouldn't loosen up.
No.
It does.
I'm in my 30s, and it's fine.
We weren't designed to live as long as we live
well,
now.
Well, we were designed to live past our 30s, Chuck.
Not really. Like, when you think about cavemen died around, like, an old caveman was, like, 40 years old.
Yeah.
Like, they died at 40.
Well, it was like, that's how it was in the, even, like, the early 1900s. Like, disease just wiped you out.
Right, so like...
That's why you had 37 kids and like one of them made it.
Exactly.
But most people can walk around without their ass leaking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
past 40, even.
Yeah.
50?
Yeah, 60? Yeah. Let's say 60.
Yeah, there's people well into their
50s. I'm going to go on a limb.
Okay, what time you think you're going to... What age you think your ass is going to start leaking ass?
This is my favorite person.
But I'm going to go out on a limb and say that there's a lot more people with a leaky ass than you would ever know about.
You might not know about all leaky. You can't get all the solid numbers on the leaky asses in the world.
I agree.
Because most people won't admit it. But I think that... For the most part, the percentage.
I want the solid numbers.
Solid numbers on leaky asses.
What's going on?
I want the solid numbers. There's this commercial for that Halston that they keep playing on CNN.
Halston.
And I think he has some wise words for this. It's the price we have to pay.
That's right.
He says. Liza Minnelli's in that thing, and it's like the funniest thing. It. She's like, his clothes just danced with you. I'm like, you're crazy, lady.
I
want some of his clothes.
He was like a disco designer.
Yeah, I know who he is.
Oh, but yeah, I didn't.
Of course. But.
He's just like, this is the price we have to pay for the fashions.
I haven't seen the commercial.
Dude, it's so funny.
Well, is there a street in New York named after him?
Halston?
I'm not sure.
No,
just the reason I thought that I saw a pizza review on that street.
Oh, maybe. I don't know.
In New York.
Just,
I didn't know.
More wiping, dude. I guess that's the bottom line. More wiping and maybe Kegel exercises to fix your loose butthole.
Can you Kegel your butthole?
I don't know. Can you Kegel?
Yeah, you can.
You can?
Sure you can. Why wouldn't you?
Be careful.
I'm doing it right now.
It's the price we have to pay.
You got
to
be careful when you Kegel your butthole because if anything's closed, you can pop it out.
You know the...
Better know the chamber's empty.
Yeah.
Your butthole's older than the rest of you.
It's the first thing you ever
develops,
get. Right?
It's the first thing that develops in the womb. We all
it's
start
your
out
oldest
as a,
part.
Yeah, we all start out as a butthole.
This guy says, "I'm a 60-year-old, 250-pound Italian. My ass don't leak."
Exactly. See, there you go. Thank you for calling or texting.
But then there's 42 years old. I got the leaky ass.
Yeah. See, there's the real numbers.
We'll never get solid numbers on leaky asses.
No.
Until we do, we just take care of yourself.
Listen, I mean, you have good butt days and you have bad butt days, and sometimes you just got to deal with that.
I'm telling you right now, I think that if the real numbers came in, everyone would be sad.
About anal leakage?
I do. Like, wouldn't you be sad if you found out, say, like, by age 50, 15% of men have a leaky ass.
I have not had a leaky ass yet, and I'm going to knock on my door. I'm still
just
many, many years away.
I thought in life, like, I was like, okay, I got my ass under control. My dad calls, and he said, get your ass checked, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, the colonoscopy.
Yeah, he's like, it runs our family. Ass things.
Polyps.
And I was like, your ass all right, Dad? And he's like, ah. That's fine.
Have you had your first? No, you're too young.
No, I'm supposed to get it in 5 years.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on here now that we've talked about ass wiping. Let's say little Andy was working at the Safeway grocery store.
Okay.
His job today was to unpack the bananas.
Yeah.
And when he went to do that, little Andy found a ton of cocaine.
Like 16-year-old Andy?
Yes.
Boom.
Boom.
What would little Andy do?
Boom. Can't you hear me knocking?
I feel like the Miami
Rolling
Vice.
Stones would start to play.
I was thinking like Miami Vice.
Well, three Safeway stores in Washington had cocaine in their banana shipments.
Wow.
And here's what happened from KING News. Take a listen here.
Yeah, employees at three different stores, including this one in Federal Way, all have the same story. They say they were processing shipments of bananas, found brown packages wrapped in tape. And it turns out, add those all together, we're talking about $1 million worth of cocaine.
Jesus.
These pictures, released by Federal Way Police, give us a glimpse into a world that many Safeway shoppers have only seen in movies.
You know, I always think we're in this little bubble, this, you know, precious little bubble that nobody knows about how great it is. But then,
where?
I mean, we have drugs here, too. And it's,
Are you on drugs right now?
I'm so naive about
it. Safeway.
Packages of cocaine, more than $1 million worth, tucked away among cases of bananas. Uncovered at Safeway grocery stores in Federal Way, Woodinville, and Bellingham. The King County Sheriff's Office says that employees at all three stores immediately contacted management, notifying them that something just wasn't right.
But at first, they didn't know, but what they suspected to be cocaine.
In Federal Way, local police say they've turned the case over to the Valley Narcotics Enforcement Team and the Seattle Division of the DEA. While the drugs ended up in three different Safeways, a rep for the King County Sheriff's Office says he doesn't believe these stores were the intended target. Most likely, someone stashed the drugs in cases they weren't supposed to.
Obviously, they didn't go to the right destination, so I don't know how you know, that's a big mix-up.
Investigators will now work the supply chain in reverse as they attempt to find out where these drugs came from and where they were supposed to go.
Man, they always turn it in.
Safeway Corporate really isn't saying much about this other than to say they're cooperating fully with federal law enforcement. And if you were wondering, at least here in Federal Way, bananas are still for sale and can be found in the produce department.
Thank you.
Yeah, but you don't want to be like Banana Boy and they're hunting you down.
The yeah, exactly.
Like, did you find me this chubby Banana Boy? And you bring me his face and head.
His face and head?
Hello, can I just speak with your manager, please?
Yeah, hey, it's me.
I was in the produce department testing the fruits.
Yes.
And I didn't like. I'd like to talk to the chubby guy in charge of bananas. Have you seen him?
That's Andy. We'll go get him right now.
Thank you very much.
Andy! Hey, it's got what you're talking
about. Hey, Andy, how are you?
Hey, what's up, man?
Hi, hello. My name is Javier. I'm from Colombia.
You're dressed very nicely.
I like your bananas.
Yeah, oh.
I'd like to talk to you.
I bet you
maybe
do.
Maybe after work.
I'll,
We got our eyes on you.
Oh, God.
Now you're on the run.
Well, I'll be right out. I just have to go poop Javier. You'll never get me! No! I'm taking the coke!
That's why you have to turn the drugs in.
Oh.
Can't be Banana Boy on the run.
No.
Banana Boy. Listen. To find me this fat ass of Banana Boy. And to shoot him in his face. And then get my coke bag.
I want you to take him. I want you to take a chainsaw, cut his legs off, cut his head off, cut his arms off.
Oh, it's terrible.
The only thing I want that's remaining of him is those curls.
Give me his hair. I want to wear it.
Nice hair, Javier.
Lisa's all of a sudden.
I got it in a US of A.
She's like the drug king's lady all of a sudden.
Exactly.
I like your hair, Javier.
It's like you bikini clad woman.
I stole it from a fat man.
I take it right off his head. Are you enjoying your My Six Pools?
Lisa's living the drug life.
Yeah.
I took it out of my Banana Boy.
Banana Boy.
I found that Banana Boy and I skinny.
Yeah, so, hey, Banana Boys, don't take the drugs.
Yeah.
All right?
No.
To be honest, if I was just like a Banana Boy and I'm opening up cases of bananas and all of a sudden there's like a brown... I feel like my life is over.
You do?
Because just finding them, I feel like even if I turn them in, Javier's still coming to try and pay me a visit.
Well, yeah.
Like, I found them. I would quit my job right then and there.
Just pretend like you didn't find them.
And pretend I didn't find them and let the next guy get killed.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
All right, the fallout continues over this whole Spider-Man stuff that we talked about earlier this week. An event page has been set up where fans are now planning to storm Sony over Spider-Man. Screw Area 51. This one has gotten some attention about the Disney-Sony pissing contest that's going to kick Spider-Man out of the Marvel Universe. So far, 5,000 people said they're going to storm Sony's New York offices October 19th to bring Spider-Man home to the MCU. But the daughter of Stan Lee has got some definite opinions about the Spider-Man battle between Disney and Sony.
The one that abused him?
Yeah.
Is she the one that abused him?
I don't know.
She's on Team Sony because she said Marvel and Disney seeking control of my father's creations must be checked and balanced by others for people who genuinely respect Stan Lee and his legacy. She believes Marvel and Disney screwed him over.
Mm.
So she's actually Team Sony.
Maybe she... Or she just wants a bigger cut. I don't know.
She wants the money, yeah. I think he only has one daughter from...
Yeah.
Thinking about it right. And she was like real bad to him.
Mm. There's so much nerd rage lately.
There is a lot of nerd rage.
Everyone wants to storm everything. Mm-hmm. All the nerds.
We're tired of it. Spider-Man and UFOs.
We're taking an alien! We're taking Spider-Man!
Wait till I have my own alien.
Enough of this.
The mental state of society is breaking down at a rapid pace, man. I'm telling you.
It's infuriating nerds that normally are pretty peaceful.
I ran into a crazy person yesterday.
Exactly.
Just an aggressive fat chick.
Oh.
Just mean as a... she was like pulling out of a CVS, and I was pulling in, and she had just had some altercation with a dude who had a baby in a stroller. I think she almost ran over that fella's baby. And then she like almost hits me, and I'm like, whoa! And she's like, you crazy mother effer! She's like, you almost hit me! And then she threw something at my car.
Was it the same angry lesbian that went after me at the time?
So. No.
Was she in a white pickup?
She was in a white car, but it wasn't a pickup.
Mm.
But yeah, no, different one. This nasty, nasty chubby.
What did you say? You just...
I was just like, and I drove away. And then I like rolled up to the, I like rolled up to the, I rolled up to the. I rolled up by the dude with the baby in the stroller. I was like, "That chick had it together, huh?" Beep, beep. And he was like, "She's crazy, man." I was like, "I know."
Hmm.
Scary though.
The world's crumbling around us.
It's so scary. Everyone's just ready to snap at any second. Yeah. Snap and storm. That's what we want to do. Snap and storm.
Take Spider-Man.
I will say this. What do you think is more dangerous? Storming the Sony headquarters?
Area 51.
For sure.
Come on.
Sure.
I'm just going to kill people.
I think we should storm Area 51 dressed as Spider-Man.
Oh. I guarantee you Spider-Man is there.
She'll be there, but I think everybody who's going to storm Area 51, the requirement is you have to do it dressed as Spider-Man.
The
news report would be like,
why not?
A million dead Spider-Men lay in the desert.
Strange scenes.
Like chubby Spider-Man, article. Short Spider-Man.
Yeah. Man, they'd be pushing the limits of those spider suits.
I don't know who's going to go see this, but you... If you love the Golden Girls, you can now see them in puppet form.
Puppet form?
The Golden Girls show, a puppet parody, is now touring the United States.
Mm.
The show promises to capture the essence of the original series and its characters, but will be raunchier.
It's not the real thing.
But it's puppets.
Why would you go to a puppet show in 2019?
Have you ever gone to a puppet show? I had to go to a puppet show.
If you're not a child.
Yeah.
For what?
It was kids.
Yes, that's different.
Can I tell you, there's nothing worse
than a puppet show.
Puppet show is
terrible. You guys are crazy. I would get baked and go to this Golden Girls puppet show.
That's the only way you could do it. You'd have to be so stoned. That's
the only way. Like, yeah, I'd be sitting in my car for a good half hour before I go into the venue. But that would be a blast.
If you're stoned, that changes everything.
Yeah. Did you hear what Bea Arthur's puppet just said? Just talking about her vagina.
But how long would that last? How long is the puppet show?
Oh, I don't know. I could leave during intermission.
Yeah.
As long as I get my money's worth. I get
it's just not the real thing, man. You want the real Golden Girls.
But they're all dead. I know. Most of them. Betty White's still with us.
Oh, you probably can't even play it. It's awful.
Yeah. You already look at that. You still go, James? You see that on the screen?
Yeah, it looks like the Cranky Anchor puppets.
Yeah, they do.
I'd go see it if I was on mushrooms.
Mushrooms, you have to kick it up beyond weed.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to go.
There you go, James. It's calling all girls, gays, and grannies.
James.
Show,
call us. I will endorse your puppet show.
Yeah.
Show me that cash.
I don't know if this is the audience for the Golden Girls puppet show. I argue that it is.
To me, this is a total stoner like puppet.
Do you watch
event.
The Golden Girls, James?
It's been a long time.
I've watched it. I used to watch it. She loves the Golden Girls,
and I've been watching it. And I kind of like, I'm getting on board with these Golden Girls.
Well, no, it's a funny. They're hilarious.
It's like so well written.
It was in reruns when I was young, and like I never watched it when it was like on, but then it was like. In reruns at night.
It's good writing.
No, it's great
and
writing.
It was great
especially
writing.
For that time.
Yeah. They were so ahead of their time. They dealt with like gay issues and all these things. Mm-hmm. Like crazy. Estelle Getty's super funny. Yeah.
Well, if you're a girl, a gay, a granny, or like James, that goldengirlshow.com will give you updates on when it's going to come to your town. You can check it out there. If you really want to see it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
I'm not going to try and stereotype goth folks here, but I'm just going to say if I was running a KFC, I probably wouldn't hire a goth person to work customer service.
Welcome to KFC.
I would.
Yeah, I would. I would hire all goth people. Yeah.
The goth KFC?
Goth music in the background.
Just like play Ministry.
Fog machine.
Thieves and liars!
Here's your 4-piece.
Thieves! Thieves and liars!
What kind of chicken do you want?
Hey! Welcome to KFC. What do you want, a 4-piece? Thieves! Kill them, chickens! Get on your feet!
Awesome.
All leather uniforms.
Yeah. Got like 9 piercings on your nose.
Yeah.
Do you want gravy?
Well, this guy didn't work out.
It wasn't a positive. Yeah,
like here's his picture here.
Oh, yeah, exactly what I pictured.
Yep, mm-hmm. You can find it at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. The problem is, this guy was incredibly rude to customers.
That's part of it. That's part of the reason you bring him in.
He's more goth of the putty variety.
Yeah, he's more like a Jared Wade. Like,
Topic reject.
Right, yeah, right. Right. So, My Chemical Romance God.
You would think KFC would be the last place that this guy would try and get a job.
Yeah. I don't think he's got a lot of options.
Maybe not.
You've never heard of Ministry.
No, he hasn't.
He's still listening to Fall Out Boy.
Yeah.
More emo than.
Yes.
Yeah, emo.
Yeah.
So this guy goes into his job at KFC on Wednesday. His boss was like, listen, you can't work here anymore.
You're too goddamn weird for us here at KFC.
Everyone's complaining about you. We got to let you go. What does he do? Well, he decided he'd get a little stabby.
Yeah. Stabby.
Stabby.
Here's what happened from CBS 2 in Chicago.
A wild series of events here in Valparaiso, and police say after the stabbing here, 26-year-old Joshua Mosier actually walked to another nearby fast food restaurant where he was eventually arrested. As Joshua Mosier walked into work at the Valparaiso KFC on Calumet Avenue, he was fired. Police say he grabbed a knife and aggressively attacked management. But during the struggle, one of the workers was stabbed, injuring his hand and arm. It didn't end there. Mosier then allegedly took his frustration out in the parking lot, slashing his manager's tires, all four of them. He continued down the street, walking into a nearby McDonald's, and was quickly arrested by Valparaiso police. The stabbing and slashing closed the KFC for the day. Now, that KFC worker is going to be okay. As for Mosier, he is in the Porter County Jail. Among the charges that he is facing, aggravated battery, intimidation with a deadly weapon, also drug paraphernalia was found on him. We are live.
That poor KFC manager, obviously not doing that well. His car looked pretty horrible.
Yeah, it's like, God damn it, dude.
He's probably just a young dude trying to make a living.
Did he hire that guy? He's the manager. He thought that was a good choice.
I don't think there's several managers. Big.
Yeah, well, sometimes it's slim pickings when you need to hire staff.
Right.
He's like, I need to hire this weirdo.
Or be like aware of the stabby.
But you don't expect to go to your job at KFC and get stabbed that day.
No.
You don't. Like, and have a bunch of open wounds all over yourself. No. And I mean,
and all four tires slashed.
But at the same time, that guy comes in, you have to think to yourself, there's a good chance that you could be stabbed.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Thieves, I don't even want to give this guy ministry.
I don't think so. It's got to be My Chemical Romance.
My Chemical Romance.
My Chemical Romance.
Yeah. That's more of the vibes we're getting from this guy.
It's like an insult to ministry.
Yeah, exactly. Can't do that. That's way too cool.
It's more like, welcome to KFC.
Yeah. I'll stab you. I've been very sad.
When I was a young boy, my father, he took me to the city to see a marching band. Can I get my chicken, dude? Why are you dancing around? God damn it. I'm in Valparaiso. Yeah, hold on. I'm in Valparaiso, Indiana. I'm in an Indiana KFC. This guy's singing some kind of something about a parade. I don't know what the hell he's dancing around.
I've got like a parade jacket on, marching band suit. Yeah.
He's got the swooshy hair in front of his eyes. I don't know. Yeah, dude, a four piece. A four piece of chicken.
I'll get to you when I get to you.
He only serves dark meat.
Exactly. When I talk to the man, I'm going to need to talk to the manager, man. This is crazy. Just wanted a bucket of chicken. I live in Indiana. I'm sad. That's goth.
God.
Just living in Valparaiso, Indiana is as goth as it gets.
This is exactly how goth this guy is.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, it's horrible.
We're like Hell's Marching Band. Yes. Yes, Hell's Marching Band. Yes, we know about darkness.
So sad.
Hell's Parade.
Stab someone.
So he went to McDonald's, by the way, after stabbing that guy to apply for a job there.
Oh, I thought he just went for some food.
After he stabbed someone, he applied for a job?
Yes.
Yeah, he got to work.
Yeah, I mean,
he stabbed his boss, slashed his four tires, then walks down the street to McDonald's and be like, you guys
puts on dashboard confessional. And
I just don't even think they're going to give me a good reference.
Look at this guy. Come on. Again, you can go check him out for yourself at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. His mugshot's up there.
He took me to the city to see a marching band. Ooh. It was sad.
The darkness in his heart.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.